AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Closing arguments will be Monday in the trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse for the shooting deaths of two men, wounding of a third in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Prosecutors have sought to portray Kyle Rittenhouse as remorseless, an instigator, and a vigilante. The 18-year-old said his intent was to protect property and render aid when he brought an AR-style rifle and his lifeguard medical kit to the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, during destructive protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake that August night in 2020. Rittenhouse took the stand Wednesday to say he was defending himself from attack and had no choice when he used his rifle.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
His account has been largely corroborated by evidence and the prosecution's own witnesses. Rittenhouse said that Joseph Rosenbaum cornered him and put his hand on the barrel of his rifle. The second man hit him with a skateboard, and the third man came at him with a gun of his own. He faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if convicted of the most serious charges, which include first-degree homicide and reckless endangering. Trial audio courtesy of Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
22-year-old college senior Barty Shahani, critically injured at the Astroworld Festival in Houston, has died. Her mother, Karishma Shahani.
I want my baby back, you know? I won't be able to live without her. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? I'm empty here.
Shahani is the ninth person to die after the crowd surged toward the stage during a performance by the headliner, Travis Scott. COVID-19 cases rise in some locations. Jackie Quinn checks out the latest hotspots.
The Detroit area of Michigan is becoming a COVID hotspot once again with some 400 cases. Recent spikes have also been reported in Vermont and Boston. And New Mexico hospitals are running out of ICU beds. Waning vaccination protection is considered a factor. So is the very contagious Delta variant and not enough people vaccinated to tamp down these outbreaks.
This is AP News. The 75th home built by the Gary Sinise Foundation is gifted to a disabled veteran on this Veterans Day. Ed Donahue has this.
Sinise is best known for the character he played in Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan!
The Gary Sinise Foundation launched 10 years ago to help veterans like his Lieutenant Dan character, including Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Jason Ross. Everything below his hips are gone from an improvised explosive device blast in Afghanistan.
His dad's a Vietnam veteran. His mom and dad are his full-time caregivers. He's got two daughters, and we wanted to build a specially adapted smart technology home for him.
It was built in California.
They're controlled by iPads, and you can raise the shades and put the lights down, and you have security cameras, and the hallways are bigger, and the showers are more manageable.
AARP profiled Sinise's work with Ross in a short film called Reporting for Duty. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.